Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone's having a good summer. It's Andrew Kimball here. I'd like to begin this meeting of the New York City Industrial Development Agency. Before we start official business, I'd like to introduce our newest board member, Deputy Bronx Borough President Janet Peguero. Janet, are you on the line?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for the introduction. It's good to be a part of the board. Look forward to building with you all.
Great. Thanks, Janet. I've had the pleasure of working with Janet over the last few months in her role as Deputy Borough President, and she is amazing and intensively engaged in economic development issues, all issues in the Bronx, but obviously as it relates to us, economic development issues, and really excited to get things, big things done with her and the Borough President up there. She's got an enormous amount of experience working at New York City Small Business Services, and also for most recently for Constantinople and Vallone as a partner there. And anyway, just brings a lot of experience to this position. So we're thrilled to have her. The first item on the agenda is tab one, minutes of the June 14, 2022 meeting. Do I have any questions or any additions or corrections to the minutes? Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusal? Motion passes. Next item is tab two, the interim financial statements, which will be presented by Caroline Butler.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. I'm presenting the IDA financials as of May 31st, 2022. The month of May was successfully closed, and we're communicating to the board the following financial activities. In the category of revenues, the agency recognized project finance fees from 12 closing transactions, totaling approximately $1.1 million. Revenues derived from compliance application, post-closing, and termination fees amounted to approximately $1.9 million. In the category of expenses, $4.1 million was recognized as operating expenses, primarily consisting of the monthly management fee. Lastly, in the category of special projects, the agency recognized $673,000, largely consisting of the Life Science New York City Cyber New York City project costs. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Carol Ann? Great, thank you. Next item on the agenda is an audit committee update, which will be given by Albert DeLeon, chair of the audit committee. Albert?
Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
good morning, everyone. It feels odd being back.
Great to have you.
It's odd being dressed this way. Thanks for altering the agenda. I guess most of you have heard that Ernst & Young was fined $100 million by the SEC for certain unethical practices, cheating on some of their internal examinations. And when I saw that, I thought it would be wise for the audit committee, certainly IDA Build, but also EDC, to meet with representatives from ENY. Fred set that up along with Jenny, and we met on the 21st. Just by way of background, they had several people who cheated on their ethics exams. The purpose was to give us some background on what happened, why it happened, and what they're doing to correct it going forward. And we had that meeting, and they said what they were going to do, and having personally experience in issues like that, I could take them and see at their word, and they've got to go through a lot of investigation, a lot of changes to their policies and procedures, and they're going to spend much more than $100 million to fix it. So the meeting went well. There were representatives, Bill Candelaria from EDC was there along with Jim McSpirit, and we had several representatives from the IDA Audit Committee, Kari and Betty Wu. And we asked some questions, what happened to the people who were involved in the cheating. Some were fired. Some were put on warning. There was also another group that knew about the cheating but didn't report it. It took one whistleblower to raise the flag, the red flag. So personally, I'm satisfied with what they reported. Still bears monitoring. And again, having been through situations like that, I know they really feel bad because it's it hurts their reputation. So with that, answer any questions anyone has.
Great. Thank you for that report. Any questions? Okay. Appreciate it, Albert. Next item on the agenda is about the annual board member performance evaluation survey, which will be presented by Noah Schumer.
Thanks. If we could just go to the next slide, please. So as we noted at the June meeting, the annual board member survey for IDEA and BUILD is now open. And as we also mentioned last time, we're aiming for 100% participation, which we're not quite at yet. So we wanted to set this up just to provide a reminder. And we'll also provide another reminder email after the meeting with a link to the survey. And we wanted to note for new members, because we know that we have a lot of new members on the board, that we still would like you to respond to the survey. And you can always answer not applicable if there's a question that doesn't feel appropriate to answer, given your newness. But the survey is open for 2 more weeks, and then we'll present the results at the September meeting. So we look forward to that and to reviewing all of the feedback that we get from the board.
Great. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Noah. The next item on the agenda is tab 3, Sunnyside Studio Owner, which will be presented also by Noah Schumer.
Thanks. So today I'm presenting to the board an inducement and authorizing resolution for an NYC IDA transaction on behalf of Sunnyside Studios Owner LLC and its affiliates East End Capital Partners WC LLC and East End Studio Management LLC. Established in 2011, East End Studios is a division of East End Capital, a New York City headquartered real estate investment firm. East End Studios owns and operates studio space for the motion picture, digital media, commercial, music video, and print industries, and the company currently is developing and operating more than 750,000 square feet of studio space across 3 locations in Los Angeles. East End Studios offer the creative industry with state-of-the-art facilities, services, and expertise that can accommodate productions of all sizes and complexities, and have hosted a number of prominent feature films and television productions. Sunnyside Studios Owner LLC was formed for the purpose of developing this project, which will be their first studio development in New York City. The project is located at 48-02 48th Avenue in the Sunnyside neighborhood of Queens. The company is seeking financial assistance in connection with the demolition of an existing 143,000 square foot building and the subsequent construction, equipping, and furnishing of a 240,000 square foot building located on a 110,000 square foot parcel of land at 48-02 48th Avenue in Queens. The facility will be used to provide sound stages, television and film studios, office space, and ancillary space to producers of media content, as well as parking facilities. The facility will include a 96,000 square foot below grade parking garage and loading dock with parking for approximately 229 vehicles. The project will allow the company to meet increasing demand from film and TV content producers for studio space in New York City. The developers have had substantial engagement with the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment during the planning of this project, and MOME has expressed its support of the project to the IDA. The total cost of the project is approximately $218 million. The company will finance the project using a commercial loan in the amount of approximately $133 million from Apollo Global Management and with approximately $85 million in equity from King Street Capital Management and East End Capital. The loan will be secured by a first mortgage on the new facility and will have an initial 3-year term followed by 2 optional 1-year extensions. It will bear interest at a floating rate equal to 750 basis points over the 30-day secured overnight financing rate, subject to a floor of 8%. The financial assistance proposed to be conferred by the agency will consist of payments in lieu of city real property taxes, partial exemption from city and state mortgage recording taxes, and exemption from city and state sales and use taxes. Next slide, please. As a result of the project, 17 new full-time employees will be hired to manage and operate the new facility. The project will also allow Sunnyside to create an additional 408 indirect film and TV production jobs at the new site. And estimated hourly wages across the project are approximately $40.40 per hour. Benefits for typical production companies are comprehensive and would include health insurance, employer contributions to a retirement account, and on-the-job training. Additionally, we note that Sunnyside Studios has provided signed MOUs for collaborations on workforce development with two local nonprofits, Ghetto Film School and RealWorks, which operate across Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Under the agreements, Sunnyside Studios will provide financial support, internships, and access to studio space and equipment to the nonprofits, while the nonprofits will also provide access to a diverse talent pool for local hiring. Next slide, please. At this time, we request that the board adopts a negative declaration for the project, indicating that it will not have a significant adverse effect on the environment, and we request that the board approves an inducement and authorizing resolution for the benefit of the applicant. And we're happy to answer any questions about this project.
Any questions for Noah?
Noah, could you just speak briefly to how the design changed over time in your conversations with the applicant as well as their conversations with the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment?
Mm-hmm. I think in terms of the actual design, as far as from the point at which they engaged with us through now, it's been relatively consistent. I know that the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment provided a lot of feedback on their engagement with local nonprofits and sort of facilitated some introductions and relationships that were helpful in getting those MOUs signed. I also know that MOM, they expressed their support to us directly for the project and were enthusiastic about the location as well. The design is mostly set but still being worked on. I know it includes a lot of different green building features as well. And this is also sort of rare for the type of studio development we've seen in New York recently, in that it is a ground-up construction, so will be sort of state-of-the-art as opposed to some of the other renovations that we've seen recently.
Thank you.
It's obviously a sector that's critically important for the city's economy in the future, and where the city's invested an enormous amount, both at the Navy Yard, with Steiner Studios, now at the Made in New York campus, again with Steiner Studios. We're leasing short-term space up at Kingsbridge for movie studio shoots. Kaufman Astoria is expanding. I read recently that there's enormous investment pouring into New Jersey now for sound stages. So, despite some of the news you may have seen around Netflix having not as strong reporting periods, the money continues to flow heavily into sound stages and content creation. So it's a good space for us.
I can confirm that the Mayor's Office of Media is very excited about this project. It's also exciting to have a new entrant into the local industry with Apollo and with East End. So it's a great project.
Any other questions, comments? I have a motion.
So moved.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions, recusals? Motion passes. We'll move on to tab 4, Venture Access NYC Pledge and Survey, which will be presented by Fernando Montego.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Fernando, and I serve as Assistant Vice President in the Initiatives Department here at UDC. And I'm here to speak with you today about the Venture Access NYC Pledge and Survey, which is a program to collect data on diversity in the local venture capital industry to issue a public report that establishes a baseline on diversity in venture and to engage local venture firms through a pledge and survey whereby they commit to tracking and improving diversity in the local workforce and portfolio of investments. Next slide, please. As we all know, New York City has a thriving tech startup scene with more than 25,000 tech-enabled startups, over 100 startup programs, and more than $50 billion in venture capital invested in local startups last year. Yet, underrepresented startup founders continue to face significant obstacles to participating in the startup economy. Last year, just 3% of total U.S. venture capital funding went to Black and Latino founders, and funding to startups led by all women teams actually decreased to 2%. In addition, there's a lack of diversity among investors, especially those who make decisions and write the checks. Black and Latino professionals make up just 3% of partners in U.S. venture firms. And it should be noted that all of these are national figures, as another challenge is the lack of data that's been collected and publicly reported at the New York City level on diversity within venture and the share of funding going to diverse founders. For these reasons, in 2021, EDC launched Venture Access NYC, a suite of programs designed to build a more equitable and inclusive startup ecosystem alongside investors, founders, and industry leaders. Next slide, please. One of these programs is the Venture Access Pledge and Survey. The Pledge and Survey is a rallying call for the venture capital community to commit to improving diversity in their firms and investments. VC firms who join the Pledge and Survey commit to participate in an annual anonymized survey that tracks diversity. They also agree to invite their VC peers to join the pledge and take the annual survey, to support programs focused on diverse founders and funders, to attend regular convenings with other pledge members and strategize on improving industry diversity, and to using the report findings and recommendations to improve diversity in their investments and staffing. The four components of the pledge and survey are to collect survey data and other research on diversity among VC firms, to publish a public report on diversity in New York City venture with benchmarks and recommendations for firms, to establish a pledge and survey base of members, and to convene members to collaborate on solutions. VentureNear LLC, alongside its subcontractors Walkstar Ventures and Core Women, has been selected to finalize and execute these deliverables for a full contract amount of $275,000. All three firms are women-led, and VentureNear and Walkstar are both MWBE certified firms. Next slide, please. The key outcomes from the Venture Access Pledge and Survey are to onboard at least 50 VC firms in New York City as Pledge and Survey members who commit to contributing anonymized firm data and to take actions to improve diversity outcomes, to establish baseline metrics around diversity and inclusion in New York City's venture landscape, to set benchmarks and actionable recommendations to help improve diversity in the venture industry, and to create a sustained platform to convene leaders across venture, tech, city, and other stakeholder groups to collaborate on improving diversity in venture. The work will kick off this summer with the consultant support. We'll secure early pledge and survey members to leverage their networks and thought leadership as we engage the broader venture community. Outreach has already been conducted to a number of venture firms and industry associations to ensure that we have buy-in from the start. Next, we'll have a kickoff meeting in the fall to convene early members as well as other city and industry leaders. We plan to issue the public report early next year and lead regular member convenings through next summer. Next slide, please. Accordingly, we are requesting authorization of the execution and delivery by the agency of a $275,000 services contract with NYC EDC on the terms and for the purposes described herein. We've had initial conversations with a few board members who've expressed support for this work, and we're happy to turn it over to them if they have anything else to add or to take any of your questions. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Fernando. Any questions? Comments? Great. Do I have a motion?
I just wanted to mention that I had a chance to speak with the team recently, and I found what they're doing to be quite compelling, and so I'm supportive.
Yep. Thank you. I agree. It's a great project. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Recusals? Motion passes. We'll move on to tab 5, Industrial Working Group Facilitation, which will be presented by James Golenkoff.
Good morning. My name is James Golenkoff. I'm an assistant vice president at NYC EDC on the strategy team, where, among other responsibilities, I manage the corporation's retained management consultants. I'm here to speak with you today about a services contract proposal related to the city's Industrial Working Group initiative and a proposed subcontract with HRNA advisors for assistance with the critical work that the group will be delivering to support the mayor's industrial policy. In March 2022, Mayor Eric Adams, recognizing the fundamental shifts that were occurring in New York City's economy due to the COVID-19 pandemic released its economic recovery agenda in the form of Rebuild, Renew, and Reinvent, a blueprint for New York City's economic recovery. A key pillar of the strategy is to drive inclusive sector strategy by working with the private sector to find innovative ways the city can support the growth of existing and emerging sectors that provide accessible middle-class jobs to New Yorkers. In addition to sectors like tech, creative, and the green economy, the blueprint calls for the creation of an industrial working group to develop new ideas to support the city's local industrial base. The mayor's call was in direct response to the key role that the industrial sector, comprised of manufacturing, warehousing, transportation, and utility businesses, plays in New York City's economy, employing over 500,000 people at an average salary of over 80,000, it remains one of the city's most accessible pathways to a middle-class job. The city has historically made significant investment in the industrial sector, most recently through the Industrial Action Plan, which focused on making investments in city assets, business support services, and workforce development in the space. Now the city seeks to convene key leaders in the sector to update its industrial approach. Recognizing that the COVID-19 pandemic exposed the need for a critical local industrial base, and that the threat of climate change creates significant opportunity and challenge for the space, now is the time to ensure the city is doing all it can to promote the prosperity of industrial firms. The Industrial Working Group will make recommendations on how the city can do so by the end of 2022. The Industrial Working Group is comprised of a wide range of stakeholders and leaders in the industrial sector. Led by Lindsay Green, president of the Brooklyn Navy Yard Development Corporation, and Neil Patacone, director of the Manufacturing and Industrial Innovation Council, the group brings together 25 industrial representatives, primarily from the business community, but also representatives of key unions, workforce development organizations, and advocacy groups. Lamour Freed of Adafruit and Eric Ottaway of Brooklyn Brewery, two of New York City's leading industrial businesses, will co-chair the effort and will be responsible for ensuring a wide variety of perspectives will be heard throughout the process. In collaboration with the co-chairs, the city has aligned on a set of key policy areas and questions that will be explored throughout the group over the course of four working meetings. These include exploring how the city can promote the development of key physical infrastructure so that industrial businesses can locate and expand in New York City, discussing how the city can support businesses through technical assistance and financial tools, and building an industrial talent pipeline across key industrial subsectors. A final report will be released publicly summarizing policy recommendations in each of these areas. To ensure that the Industrial Working Group delivers effective recommendations, NYC EDC is seeking funding to subcontract to HR&A Advisors Incorporated to provide day-to-day project management and logistical support to the IWG and to provide policy research to support the development of recommendations. HR&A was selected through a competitive mini RFP process among firms that are retained for this work by NYC EDC. HR&A was selected based on their demonstrated ability to facilitate workshops and meetings with stakeholders to inform city policymaking, including past experiences through this retainer contract vehicle, their experience in the industrial space through projects with developers, incubators, and government on policy initiatives related to the food industry, offshore wind, and brownfield redevelopment, their competitive price, which was the lowest among five bidders for this work, and their 26% MWBE subcontract goal. Accordingly, we are requesting authorization of the execution and delivery by the agency of a $55,000 services contract with NYC EDC on a sole source basis on the terms and for the purposes described here. Thank you for your time and happy to take any questions.
I'll just note that this is a very important effort. I had the opportunity to participate in the first kickoff meeting, and it's a wide-ranging group. Managing these sorts of task forces it takes a lot of effort to do it right, and this is indeed an important policy-making feedback loop for the city, and we have high hopes for the outcome of these discussions.
Any other comments, questions? Good. Yeah, I have high hopes here, too. I participate on the private sector side with the last one of these, and candidly, it was not the most impressive, and I think this administration has really gotten it right with the depth of private sector engagement and the sort of range of approach to industrial and manufacturing. So you see people on there who are involved in the offshore wind industry. You see folks there involved in Blue Highway. You see folks in there involved with film and television. You see folks there involved with advanced manufacturing like Boyce and Long Island City. So it's an impressive group that really, I think, touches the range of both modern manufacturing and more traditional industrial uses. And it is a big group, and I think, therefore, having some additional consulting services to make sure we get it right this time is an important thing. So do I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Motion passes. And this concludes the Board of Directors meetings for the New York City Industrial Development Agency. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We'll now open the Board of Directors meetings convening for Build NYC Resource Corporation. So let's start the meeting for the Build NYC Resource Corporation. First item are the minutes of June 14th, 2022. Do we have any questions, any additions, corrections to the minutes? I have a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Any opposed, abstentions, recusals? Motion passes. Next item is the interim financial statements, which will be presented by Carol Ann Butler.
Thank you again. I'm presenting the Build financials as of May 31st, 2022. The following financial activities occurred during the 11-month period ended. In the category of revenues, Build NYC closed on each closing transactions, recognizing approximately $2.1 million in project finance revenues. In other revenues, as compliance, application, post-closing, and other fees, amounted to approximately $314,000. And lastly, a little over $2 million in expenditures were recorded, which mostly consisted of the EDC management fee and public hearing expenses. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Carol Ann. Next item on the agenda is tab 3, Aero JFK, which will be presented by Noah Schumer.
Today I'm presenting for board review and adoption the issuance of tax-exempt bonds for the benefit of Aero JFK LLC, a Delaware limited liability company. The borrower is an affiliate of AeroTerm Management LLC, a Delaware limited liability company that develops logistics facilities at airports in North America and Europe. Both companies are subsidiaries of RealTerm Airport Logistics Properties, LP, a real estate investment firm specializing in transportation and logistics. Founded in the late 1980s, AeroTerm currently manages over 15 million square feet of cargo and logistics space across approximately 35 airports in North America and Europe. The company currently operates two existing cargo facilities in Cargo Area B at JFK International Airport on land leased from the Port Authority, which were financed by bonds issued through the NYC IDA in 2001 and refunded through the IDA in 2012. This project involves refunding those bonds again, this time through Build NYC. Earlier this year, the Build NYC Board of Directors passed an inducement resolution for a separate transaction involving AeroTerm, which will help finance the development of a new cargo facility at JFK Airport to be located in Cargo Area D. Strengthening the airport's ability to handle more cargo more efficiently is a key component of the JFK Vision Plan currently being implemented by the Port Authority. As mentioned, this project involves refunding bonds that financed adjacent air cargo handling and aircraft service-related facilities located in Cargo Area B at JFK Airport in Jamaica, Queens. This cargo area is located west of the airport terminals on a parcel addressed as 21-23 North Service Road. The applicant is seeking approximately $64.5 million in tax-exempt bonds issued through Build NYC. Proceeds from the bonds will be used to refund the NYC IDA Special Airport Facilities Revenue and Refunding Bonds, Series 2012A, which at the time of issuance is expected to be outstanding in the principal amount of $62 million. As mentioned, the bonds were originally issued in 2001 by the IDA to finance the construction of the two cargo buildings in Cargo Area B. The first building is a 262,000 square foot facility known as Building 23, while the second is a 172,000 square foot facility known as Building 21. The bonds will also be used to fund capitalized interest and a debt service reserve fund if required, and to pay for certain costs associated with the issuance of the bonds. The objective of the refunding is to extend the maturity of the existing bonds by 2 years and to lower overall debt servicing costs. The facility involves two buildings that are subleased to airlines, including Delta, Lufthansa, and Singapore Airlines, as well as a cargo handling company, Alliance Global International. The bonds are anticipated to be issued in a limited public offering, with Goldman Sachs serving as the underwriter. The bonds are expected to have a 10-year maturity and an estimated interest rate of 4.25%. The bonds will be secured by a mortgage lien on and a security interest in the borrower's interest in the facilities, including, in particular, the Tract 8 ground lease and the Tract 9A ground lease where the buildings are located. And based on an analysis of Aeroterm's financial statements, there's an anticipated debt service coverage ratio of 2.73 times. Based on our review of the project, we recommend that the board adopts a secret determination of no significant environmental impacts and approves an authorizing resolution for the benefit of the applicant. And we will turn it over to the Finance Committee now for their comments.
The Finance Committee, the Finance Committee reviewed this project and was comfortable with the financials and the debt service coverage ratio here. And on behalf of the Finance Committee, I recommend approval of this project.
Any questions? Okay, thanks. Now, do I have a motion?
I moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And any opposed? Abstentions or recusals?
This is Chanel Thomas. I abstain.
Okay. Great. Motion passes. We'll move on to tab 4. Loyola School, which will be presented by Christine Robinson.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Today I'm presenting for board review and adoption a proposal for tax-exempt bonds for the benefit of Loyola School. Next slide. The Loyola School is a Catholic, independent, co-educational, college preparatory, urban, secondary day school rooted in the Jesuit tradition. Founded in 1900, its mission is to challenge your students to become intellectually fulfilled, open to growth, loving, and committed to doing justice. With approximately 40% of its student body identifying as students of color, the school strives to develop the diverse and unique talents of approximately 220 students from grades 9 through 12. Next slide. The project is located in Manhattan's Upper East Side. Next slide. The school is seeking approximately $10 million in tax-exempt bonds to finance the renovation, furnishing, and equipping of the school's two existing lease facilities, consisting of a 26,744 square foot building and a 19,701 square foot building, both located on a 30,247 square foot parcel of land located at 65 and 61 East 83rd Street, respectively. Renovations will include the enlargement of Building 1 to 35,897 square feet and Building 2 to 20,001 square feet, the addition of new classrooms, conference rooms, offices, STEM lab, music and dance studios, outdoor beautification and seating, as well as building improvements for ADA compliance. Proceeds of the bonds will also pay for costs related to the issuance of the bonds. The project will allow access to lower cost financing, thus enabling them to improve their educational spaces and amenities while expanding their programs and academic offerings. Next slide. Connect One Bank will serve as a direct purchaser of the bonds. The bonds will be issued as tax-exempt and will have an anticipated maturity of 30 years. The bonds will be secured by a security interest in the school's assets. Based on an analysis of their financial statements, there is an expected debt service coverage ratio of 5.04 times. Next slide. Based on our review of the project, we recommend that the board adopt a CEQA determination of no significant environmental impact and approve an authorizing resolution for the benefit of Loyola School. Thank you, and now I'll turn it over to our Finance Committee for their recommendations.
Thank you. The Finance Committee reviewed this project for the school and was impressed with the financials and the debt service coverage ratio relating to the project. And on behalf of the Finance Committee, I recommend approval of this project.
Great, thank you. Any questions? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Motion passes. This concludes the Board of Directors meeting for Build NYC. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Terrific. This adjourns the meeting of the directors. Just a reminder, no IDA or Build meetings in August. We will reconvene in September. I hope everybody has a great rest of the summer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.